belong the highest praise, church. Lift up your worship to Him. Shout His name. We glorify You, Jesus. We worship You in this place. All honor, all glory, and all the praises belong to You, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, we lift You on high. We worship You. Jesus, thank You for this wonderful opportunity to come into Your presence, to come and pray. Lord, we thank You for this opportunity, and we pray that tonight You will speak to us. You will drill down at the bottom of our hearts and our minds, Lord, and You will impress to us the power of Your word. We pray, O Lord, for our prayer concern for tonight, the community, more so the nation. And we pray, Lord, that You give us Your word, because Your word has power. Show Yourself clear to us tonight. We want to hear from You. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people say, amen and amen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You may now take your seats. And we want to thank you for coming to the third night of the prayer and fasting week for 2024. Can you look at your seatmates? Can you tell them, okay ka ba chan? Opo, okay pa po. Ang dami nyo nang pumayat, ha? Hindi, biro lang. Yung iba, di na nakapunta. Wala nang gana. Joke lang po. Tonight po, our prayer focus is God's love for the community. Various communities we find ourselves throughout our lives. And last night, Pastor Julius Reyala talked to us about one important community that we have, which is the church. And he said that we should serve, we should love, we should minister just as Christ did. Yun yung model natin as a church. And now we go outside the church and we go towards the communities. Anong ibig sabihin po natin, mga kapatid, when we talk about communities? We talk about, for example, the schools. Any students here? Students, raise your hand. Come on, maging high students. Yan, praise God sa inyo. Ha? Nagpa-fasting kayo kahit exam. Students, did you know that the PISA, Program for International Student Assessment Survey, revealed that the students' performance in reading literacy, mathematics, and science is the lowest here in the Philippines compared to all PISA participating countries? We have an education crisis. I am a president of our school alumni association, and it's true. In that school, students commit suicide. In that school, they're pressured. In that school, there's poverty as well. They can't go to school sometimes because they don't have money. We have a problem, and we need to resolve it. Not just school. After school, the goal is mag-aaral tayong lahat, because what we want to do is we will find work. Magtatrabaho, and that's another community that we are in. Taas po kamay ng lahat ng may trabaho. You have work. Thank you so much. You're here. Nagpaalam po ba kayo sa mga boss nyo? Thank you so much. And this is true because this is a community as well. You know the problem with the workplace today? The problem with the workplace, ang hirap maghanap ng work. 69% of Filipinos would say it's hard to find a job in this country. 69%. And then what? When you have work, you will have difficulty thinking about finances. Kasi sisweldo ka na eh, pero parang nawawala lang agad. That the sweldo vanishes because you need to spend it somewhere else. Tama ba? And you know what? Ano ba yung percentage na yun? Let me say, ito, ayan. Philippines is at the bottom 30 of 144 countries when it comes to financial literacy. Meaning we don't know how to manage our finances. So even if we get work, we don't know what to do with it. That's a problem. That's a problem. And then you magnify that to the main community that we have. And the main community is the nation. Today there was quite a few changes that made me come face to face with God. You know how much I love this country. I really, really love this country, and I wanted to be president of the Philippines. Sobra. Tapos, I went to protest, street protest, because I love the country so much. And then in the recent years, I was so disappointed by the politics of this country that I said, I reached to a point na sabi ko, bahala kayo dyan.
Ginusto nyo yan, bala kayo. And so, I thought that was okay. And this is a confession that I make in front of the church, in front of my bosses. I said to myself, I will not pray for the nation. Bahala tayong manigas. But today, as I was praying at that one seat up there, X-001, I was praying, I was worshiping to God, and I received a call from our leaders. And they said, you need to change your focus. Because the focus tonight is the community, but we want you to focus on the nations. And here is me, bitter towards the nation, and I was debating with God. Sabi ko, Lord, bakit naman ganun? And God was telling me in my heart, why do you find it so hard to pray for this country? Why do you find it so hard to love this country? You loved this country before. Bakit biglang nagbago ka? Anong problema? Bakit nagbago? Pinapagalitan ako ni God. I was crying there and I was hoping sana hindi na lang ako yung speaker tonight. And you know what I learned from myself? I lost compassion. I lost the love that I have for this country. Because I look at the problems and then ayoko na lang. And it's the same thing when you look around the world. It's not just here in the Philippines. There's many problems around the world. People are loving sin more. People are making sin a lifestyle. People are going towards corruption and all these things. At talagang ang hirap, mahirap maghanap ng matinong bansa. This time, nakakasawa na eh. And I was thinking, maybe Lord, dito na lang ako sa church. Kasi dito in the church, mababait lahat ng tao. Here in the church, walang natutulog pag nagsasalita ka. Here in the church, lahat sila prayerful. So sobrang prayerful, they sleep from the start of the service hanggang matapos. Sobrang pray eh. It's not the point. The point is this. We cannot lose the opportunity to love as Jesus commanded us to love. And kung maraming problema sa mundo, maraming problema sa bansang ito, we need to be salt and light to the world. That is our mission. Eh, pero anong ginagawa natin? Because we're disappointed, because we're afraid, we keep the light to ourselves. It's not our mission. Kaya po, ang reminder ko para sa ating lahat tonight, turn compassion to action, pray to be sent. Can you say that to your seatmates? Turn compassion to action, pray to be sent. And we will look at four verses lang. Jesus Christ at the end of Matthew chapter 9. It says this in chapter 9 verse 35. Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of diseases and every kind of sickness. What does this mean? Look at that. All cities and all villages. Jesus was ministering to his nation. Jesus was ministering to people around him. Hindi siya nagsimba lang. He did not find himself stuck in the synagogue. I will just read my Bible here. I will just pray here all the time. No, what did he do? He went out. He went where people are, and he ministered to them. He encountered them. He showed them hope. He showed them life. He showed them love. He ministered to people. That is our mission. When you look at the previous chapters of Matthew, from Matthew chapter 4 to Matthew chapter 9, Jesus, when he started his ministry, it was a ministry of what? It was a ministry of action. And that's the need of the church. We need to have a ministry that will truly be a ministry of action. And that's why here in CCF, we have outward-looking ministries. Not just taking care of the flock here in the church, but we also want to take care of the flock outside. We have CPAG, we have BI Jail Ministry, and all these other ministries. Let me just show them to you. We have CCF Tulong Tayo. When there's storms and calamities, CCF Tulong Tayo goes there. When you have armed officers, when you have government officials, we bring them to G-Men. G-Men, government men, government leaders ministry natin ito. And then we also have Uplift. Did you know that we help impoverished people to really attain good education? We help them get out of the life of poverty through Uplift. We have Elevate and Not Alone, reaching out to the communities. You think church is this way? Lumalabas po ang kabataan natin, nagmi-ministeryo sa mga eskwelahan kung saan kailangan talaga nila ng Lord. Kailangan talaga nila ng Diyos. We also have a workplace for winners. Ibig sabihin, if you have an office and you want Bible study in your office, you can contact sila Pastor Bong and do a workplace for winners na activity. And even big singles ministry, the thrust of big this year is that we will take big into the offices. Many singles are working, employed. 95% of singles here in CCF are employed. Each one of you, bring Bible studies in your office. Start Bible studies. Start D groups. Mababago natin yung Pilipinas kung lahat tayo, we will move as one. Gegets po ba natin? We want a ministry of action. Now, bakit uma-action si Jesus? Seeing the people, He felt compassion. Can you say that with me? Compassion. Parang wala kayong compassion, ha? So, pakisabi po, galing sa puso, compassion. Compassion. Yan. Ito yung naramdaman ni Jesus when He was ministering, He was looking around, He was hearing all the people's hurts, He was seeing all the people's situations. What did He feel? He did not feel, ay, kadiri naman to, ang daming palpak. He did not look at them and say, ano ba, mga sinners kayo, tumabi nga kayo dyan. Our Christ is not like that. What He felt was compassion. And you know how beautiful this word is? This word, splagnik sumahi in Greek, actually means a visceral, gut-wrenching, emotional response that is so strong, you're moved to take action. That is our prayer. Tonight, when we look at our country, when we look at our nation, sana hindi na tayo nato-turn off. Sana hindi natin sinasabi, ah, pangit naman dito, mag-migrate na lang ako. Or pangit naman dito, I don't like this country anymore. Or wherever you are, if you're watching us online, sana you view the nation with compassion, just as Jesus did. Okay? And then, what did He say? Because they were distressed and dispirited. He saw that their souls were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. Para silang mga tupang ligaw. They don't know what to do. No one is telling them what's right and wrong. And Jesus felt it in His heart. He was moved with compassion because of that. So what did he say? What are we learning here? Compassion should lead us to take action. Hindi lang kayo maaawa, kawawa naman ng Pilipinas. Hindi pwedeng awa lang. Kailangan may ginagawa. We need to take action. Malinaw po ba? Am I making myself clear, mga kapatid? Okay lang po tayo dyan? Well, hindi pa po kayo galit sa akin, ha? Okay, tuloy po natin to. And then, what did Jesus say? Sabi ni Jesus, they were like sheep without a shepherd. Ligaw na sila. But then, in the next verse, He said to His disciples, the harvest is plentiful. He called them a harvest. He did not call them wasted people. He did not call them, these are the, I don't like these kinds of people. No, He said they are a harvest. What does that mean for us? When we look at our countrymen, when we look at our office, when we look at our school, we should see them with the eyes of Jesus and we should feel compassion and we should treat them as a harvest. We gather them and we bring them to God. We bring hope to them. We bring life to them. We bring love to them. We minister to them as Christ ministered to us. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Gusto natin, when we minister outside, people will begin to realize that there are better days ahead for this country. But they have to know the way. They have to know yung daan. They have to know yung tamang daan. They have to know the real, the truth, the way, and the life, which is Jesus. They need to know Jesus. That's our goal. That's our goal. Why we do these things, why we pray for the country is because we want this country to truly be a Christian nation. That is our heart. That is our objective. And then He said, what do we do? Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers for His harvest. Hindi sinabi ni Jesus, therefore, ang daming harvest, therefore, oh, pengi ako ng pera. Give me money, let's do a fundraising. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus did not say, oh, therefore, lahat kayo, tumakbo kayo. Maging government official kayo, maging presidente kayo, maging barangay captain kayo. He did not say that to His disciples. What did He say to His disciples? Beseech. Did you know what beseech means? This means to desperately ask, to beg. Ibig sabihin, you pray, Lord God, please send your workers into the harvest field. Send your workers into our policemen's ranks, our armies, our government officials, our schools. Send your presence to the communities. Lord God, please send your workers. And you know what many commentators say? Jesus was actually pertaining to his disciples. He was talking to his disciples. And what he wanted them to do was to have the same compassion in order for them to minister to others. One preacher said this, if all you're doing is praying for the person to be saved, you can keep them at arm's length. But as soon as you start praying for the Lord to send the person, you're going to soon feel like maybe you're the person who ought to go. Lord, sana po may mag-minister sa kanya. Sana po may mag-minister sa kanya. And then the Lord will tell you, bakit hindi ikaw? Ba't mo pinagpipili? Lord, sana maging Christian tong classmate ko. Sana maging Christian tong office mate ko. O, ikaw ang pinapadala ko. You see? That's the effect eh. We will take action. That leads you from intercession to involvement. And we want all of you to be involved. That's why we invited our testimony sharer for tonight. Let's call on General Cesar Binag of the Christians for Nation Building. General.
If I may respond to the question of Pastor Paul, why is it hard for us to pray for our country? Perhaps because we have not embraced our true identity as Christian Filipinos. Good evening. I'm a retired police officer, but not tired of serving God. Christians for Nation Building, or C4NB, is a faith-driven movement that aims to disciple the Filipino youth, not just to become responsible and productive citizens, but to foster love for our country and participate in helping build a Filipino nation that is pleasing to God and blessing to the world. We have engagements in campuses, youth camps, churches, and communities. And in one symposium in a university, we asked some diagnostic questions like, anong hamon mo sa buhay? Saan ka kumukuha ng lakas? At pagdating dun sa tanong na anong pangarap mo sa buhay, nakakagulat at may sumagot ng mamatay. Mamatay. So yung isang session namin sa umaga, yung isang session sa hapon, around 400 to 500 in each session, around 15% of them answered this question, ang pangarap nila mamatay. No? Una, nagalit ako nung nagsasalita ako na huwag niyong lokohin yung sagot niyo. But later on, when we had the breakout session, no, the facilitators validated that answer because many of the participants, these students actually, they were crying, expressing their desire, no? To die, to end their lives. No? Mga kabataan, sila ang sinasabi nating pag-asa ng ating bayan. Similar stories like this help us become more compassionate to our youth. They need to be led and discipled. Hence, we develop our own manual written mostly by young people who understand their search for their identity and meaning of life. It is designed to empower every Christian Filipino with tools to be active in nation building. Its foundation is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it promotes the Christian Filipino identity. This came from my very own experience as parents. When we were, we have started instilling this to our children since their kindergarten years. No? We would ask this question, who are you? Maliliit pa po yung mga anak namin. At ang sagot nila, I'm a child of God. Of course, we have to explain to them through our Lord Jesus Christ, they are children of God. And the second is, I'm a follower of Christ. We might as well tell them, no else is better to follow than our Lord Jesus Christ, where history is reckoned with. No? And who else is better to follow than the man who died for us? And third, Sasabihin nila, I'm created. I'm a man created in the image of God. It so happened that we have four sons. So, dito makita nila yung dignity nila as a person because they were created in the image of God. And the question on their identity is answered no less than by the Bible. No? And lastly, their answer would be, I am a Filipino. And eventually, we change it to, I am a Christian Filipino. Because we have observed that we have not embraced our true identity as Christian Filipinos. No? From this identity, it becomes the foundation of journey of developing the self to be part of a bigger story of the family, church, community, nation, and the world, all for the glory of God. This is the framework that we're using in Christians for Nation Building. We're helping each and every volunteer or participant to discover themselves, to discover and embrace this Christian Filipino identity, the Christian values that we have. You know? And eventually from this can be translated into action in the respective families, churches, community, towards nation building and the world, all for the glory of God. Please pray for us. And you may visit our website to know more about us. At salamat for this opportunity. Of course, our movement, this is chaired no less than by our senior pastor, Pastor Peter Tanchi. And yours truly, retired police, Lieutenant General Cesar Binag. I'm a child of God. I'm a follower of Christ. I'm a man created in His image. And I am a Christian Filipino.
Praise God. General Binag, we thank you. We thank you so much. General, we also want everyone to know that C4NB is a CCF ministry as well. And we want to reach out to as many Filipinos. If you love the country and if you love Jesus, go support C4NB. Go to their website. Move with the movement. Move with the believers. Tonight, we pray, Lord, give us compassion. Allow us to love this country. Allow us to be compassionate. But greater than this prayer for compassion is that, Lord, please, turn this compassion to action. We cannot just stand here and say, I love my country, and then we don't do anything. We can do a lot. We can start with our own homes. We can start in our own offices. We can start in our own schools. We can start Bible studies. We can point people to Jesus. We can share CCF content online instead of sharing fake news. You share CCF because that's not fake news. That's true news. Because the gospel of truth is powerful. When we point people and when we point this country to Jesus, the real cause for transformation, we will witness things will change. Because our God is moving, our God is alive, and God will make His presence felt in this country for as long as Christians will choose to stand for righteousness. Why don't we pray? Heavenly Father, gracious Son, most present Holy Spirit, we thank you for this call and we thank you for this opportunity. We pray, Lord God, for compassion. But more importantly, that you bring us to action. We want to love the country the way you want us to love it. So we pray, Lord, that you use us as salt and light. Inspire people, point people to Jesus, and Lord, empower all of us to live lives that are pleasing to you. This is our most humble prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people say, amen and amen. God bless you all.